now a modest proposal to reform a campaign finance system that just about everybody acknowledges is broken. The main reason Michael Bloomberg can flirt credibly with a presidential run is his huge personal wealth. If the New York mayor does decide to launch a third-party campaign, he could do it by spending billions of his own dollars. That, in a nutshell, is a big part of what's wrong with our political system. It's for sale to the highest bidder. So says Bruce Ackerman, law professor at Yale University and co-author of Voting with Dollars. And Mr. Ackerman has an idea for reform that he says would allow ordinary citizens to take their system of government back from the plutocrats and the fat cat donors. And Professor Ackerman joins us now from New Haven, Connecticut, and welcome to the show.
How are you, Anthony?
It's a pleasure to be here. Very well, thanks, and thanks for joining us. Tell us what you propose. Your idea combines public campaign financing with ATM banking. How would it work?
Right, sure. It's a very simple idea, really. Whenever you go to the polls to vote from now on, you'll put one of your credit cards through a credit card reader, and it will open up a $25 Patriot Dollar account, which you can use to simply send these $25 to the candidate of your choice.
And so this $25 credit that would be on your credit card would come from a government public financing pool of money, essentially.
Absolutely. And if 120 million people who voted in the last presidential election voted with their dollars, their Patriot dollars, that would be add up to $3 billion, which would be enough to finally and at long last democratize campaign finance in this country.
Professor, very basic question. Where does the $3 billion come from to finance this?
The $3 billion just comes right out of federal taxes. The key question is whether it's worth $3 billion to have a democratic process for selecting our president.
Now, compare it to the system we have now, because as you know, on our tax returns, we can all check off a little box on the top and direct $3 toward a generic campaign finance fund, essentially. How does this differ from that?
Under the Patriot Dollar system, you actually use the money to participate in politics. You choose the person who you want at the time you want it. In the present system, you just check off a box when nobody is running for anything, and you don't even vote for a particular candidate. And unsurprisingly, the number of people who do that is 8% of the population, because it's just like a box.
Wouldn't your system, though, really require a much fuller participation in the political system? I mean, for instance, today we know that less than 60%, I think that's the figure, of Americans actually vote. So, you know, do we have the kind of public participation to make a system like yours work?
Well, of course, it's going to suddenly be in the interest of candidates to reach out for ordinary people, pick their pockets by creating platforms that will actually respond to the interests of ordinary people. In this whole campaign season, all the candidates, primary and general election, will raise $1 billion from private sources. Well, if there are $3 billion out there in Patriot money, you're going to see a big difference. Let the big interest talk so long as ordinary people can talk.
Well, Professor Ackerman, it's an intriguing idea. Thanks for coming in and sharing it with us.
Well, it's a pleasure talking to you.
That's Bruce Ackerman, law professor at Yale University. You can read about his campaign finance proposal in a column he co-wrote at Slate.com.